Even more twists and turns now in the fight over redistricting in Virginia. A judge in Tazewell County has blocked the state from certifying the results of yesterday's congressional redistricting referendum. The ruling declares both the referendum and the legislation that set it in motion unconstitutional. Virginia voters narrowly approved that measure, clearing the way for lawmakers to redraw congressional boundaries, a shift that could give Democrats as many as 10 of the state's 11 seats in the U.S. House. Virginia Attorney General Jay Jones joined us to break down the latest developments and how he plans to respond.
The people spoke yesterday and approved the question that was presented to them by the General Assembly to change our redistricting process temporarily. And my office looks forward to defending that in court. Notwithstanding a legal challenge today and a ruling from Southwest Virginia, we are looking forward to the process playing out and feel very good about our work and our ability to defend the will of the people that was achieved last night.
So this judge claims that the process was unconstitutional. This is not the first time that a judge in Tazewell County, the same judge, I believe, has had challenges come across his desk, and he has decided to try to halt the process. So far, that judge was unsuccessful. So what happens now? Does this challenge, as you appeal, does it just get added to the pile over there and get sent up to the Supreme Court?
Well, I can't predict the outcome and what the decision will be by the Supreme Court of Virginia, but my office will appeal today's decision to the Court of Appeals. I expect that it will end up at the Supreme Court of Virginia, and we look forward to vigorously defending the outcome of the election yesterday.
What does that mean that you are appealing this decision that effectively halts the certification process? Does this mean that the process of counting the votes and officially tallying them up is going to be stretched out and delayed now for a while?
Well, the courts will handle the disposition of this, but we are going to have our day, and we look forward to vindicating the will of the people. Yesterday, Virginia turned out in large numbers to make their voices heard, and I'm so proud of the Commonwealth and our willingness to step up and participate in the civic process and make their voices heard. To see Virginia come out and participate yesterday filled my heart, and now I look forward to fulfilling my duties as Attorney General and defending the outcome that was voted on yesterday.
So at this point, it sounds like we don't know how long the process could be delayed. When you look at the normal timeline for getting votes counted up, certification happening, we don't know how long it could be stretched out or delayed because of this.
You know, I can't speculate on timing as it relates to the court, but as you know, mail votes are still coming in. Those are accepted 3 days after Election Day. So mail votes will still be coming in through Friday. And then the ultimate final count will be, I think, sometime next week. So while we know the outcome of the election and we can move forward defending it, you know, we still have some votes to count that are outstanding.
As we mentioned just a moment ago, there are other challenges to the redistricting process that are already in front of the Virginia Supreme Court. The Supreme Court had basically tabled them and said, okay, let's do the referendum. We'll get to the challenges later. As the Virginia Supreme Court starts to take up these challenges, what is the posture from you and from your office as you watch this play out? Do you think that there's any chance that the Virginia Supreme Court could delay this even further or even stop it at some point?
I certainly can't speculate as to the court's thinking, but I've been very clear that one activist judge should not have veto power over the will of the people. Virginia spoke yesterday. There was a vigorous campaign on both sides, and yes, prevailed. And so now my obligation and my duty is to make sure that we uphold that, and we'll use all of our resources and tools available to do that.
Any concern in your mind at all that the Supreme Court could stymie your efforts?
You know, look, we are really proud of the team that we have working on this, some talented attorneys, some excellent public servants who will serve this Commonwealth well in this matter and all the other things that come our way. But I think we're up to the task and ready and willing and able to roll up our sleeves and get to work to uphold the will of the people and the desires of the people of Virginia.
All right, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That's Virginia Attorney General Jay Jones.